Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, as she is each Wednesday, Judy Patrick, Managing Editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, apparently the air quality has been improving around the region.
Apparently, according to an American Lung Association report that comes out today, the air quality has improved in New York State in general and in the Capital Region specifically. In Schenectady, Saratoga, and Albany counties, there were fewer high ozone days recorded in compared to the last report. High ozone days are days when it's generally harder to breathe, and that can cause serious health problems for some people, especially senior citizens and people who have heart or lung diseases. The Capital Region's air cleanliness improved compared to metropolitan areas around the country. For example, it jumped 7 spots to 83rd out of 232 metropolitan areas in this year's report. The report uses data compiled by the Environmental Protection Agency between 2008 and 2010, so there's a bit of a lag there. It relies on data they get from monitoring stations, and there aren't a lot of them around, so it's kind of a selective report. There's no data, for example, for Montgomery, Schoharie, and Fulton counties. But there are stations in Schenectady, Saratoga, Albany, and over in Rensselaer County. Schenectady County had only 3 high ozone days during the period, which was the fewest in the Capital Region. That was good news. But the biggest local improvement was in Saratoga County, which went from a failing grade last year to a D. That was based on the fact that their number of high ozone days fell from 19 to 7. Down in Albany County, there were 8 high ozone days, which that's a drop of just 1. But they also measure particle pollution down there, and there was a bit of improvement in that. Statewide, the report says that 3.2 million New Yorkers live in counties with severe air quality problems. That's down from 9 million in last year's report.
Well, we turn to something else that's happening today at RPI that certainly has me interested. I don't know about you, Judy, but mosquitoes like to bite me, but some people they don't, like my wife, and there's apparently a scientist studying this.
Yeah, apparently it's important research because mosquitoes, they're a nuisance around here, but they carry disease and can cause serious problems in many parts of the world. So as we enter what experts predict could be a brutal mosquito season, the researcher, Leslie Vassal, will come to Rensselaer Polytechnic tonight and discuss her work. Only a handful of labs around the world are researching this, although mosquitoes mainly feed on nectar and other plant juices. Something I didn't know. Females need a blood meal in order to reproduce, and so research shows female mosquitoes in search of blood are selective. They prefer people over non-people, so they're much more attractive to you than your dog. But why they choose one human over another, that's where things get fuzzy. Mosquitoes, they have a keen sense of smell. Whom they choose to bite has something to do with human body odor as well as something going on in the blood, they think.
I think I just learned more about myself than I wanted to when it comes to mosquitoes. We've been talking to Judy Patrick, Managing Editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up the copy of the paper. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, David.